From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Ivrianya. Missouri legislators haven't made transportation projects a priority during the 2017 session. The Missouri Department of Transportation is currently using a reserve fund that's supposed to go toward emergencies and natural disasters to pay for some routine maintenance needs. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
There's virtually nothing to put toward planning for and contracting out new projects, and there's no plans on how to improve Interstate 70, which runs the length of the state. Roughly 75,000 vehicles a day drove along some part of the interstate in the St. Louis area in 2015. Ed Hassinger, MoDOT's chief engineer, calls I-70 the poster child for Missouri's transportation funding woes.
It's really not just I-70. I-44 is not that far behind. It's a huge issue because the interstates are where commerce moves in this state. You know, that's where freight moves. That's how we efficiently move people and services around the state. So it's a critical part of our system that we really need to figure out how we're going to reconstruct that.
But lawmakers won't even consider raising the state's fuel tax and turning I-70 into a toll road. Most of the GOP majority considers toll roads to be another form of taxation. They've even gone so far as to propose a ban on the use of state or federal money for, quote, any cost associated with the tolling of interstate highways. Some lawmakers filed major transportation funding bills in January, but nearly all have gone nowhere and aren't likely to with only 3 weeks left in session. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The federal government will provide $10 million to the state of Missouri to help combat opioid addiction, according to reporting from the Columbia Missourian. A representative from Senator Roy Blunt's office says the grant will go to the Missouri Department of Mental Health. The grant will expand access to treatment, recovery, and prevention programs. Over 1,000 people died of opioid overdose in Missouri in 2015. A new agreement between Boone County and Jefferson City on 911 calls could be finalized in the next week. The agreement would allow the county and Jefferson City's 911 call centers to act as backups for each other in emergency situations. KBIA's Jamie Braidwood reports.
Situations such as an evacuation of a 911 call center, emergency calls would be transferred to the backup center, ensuring no loss of service to citizens. The backup center would also be responsible for directing emergency services and would cover police, fire, and medical departments. Chad Martin is the director of Boone County Joint Communications.
We reached out to them to develop a mutually beneficial agreement and arrangement so that we could use each other's 911 centers as a backup in certain situations.
The Boone County Commission will vote on the agreement next week after it passed its first reading Thursday. Jefferson City has already passed its side of the deal.
I'm Abby Avriganya, KBIA News, Columbia.